Getting to know the internal landscape. The task of the therapist is to help patients separate this confusing blend into separate identities so that they are able to say, this part of me is like a little child, and that part of me is more mature but feels like a victim. They might not like many of these parts, but identifying them makes them less intimidating or overwhelming. The next step is to encourage patients to simply ask each protective part as it emerges to stand back temporarily so that we can see what it is protecting. When this is done again and again, the parts begin to unblend from the self and make space for mindful self-observation. Patients learn to put their fear, rage, or distrust on hold and open up into states of curiosity and self-reflection. From the stable perspective of self, they can begin constructive inner dialogues with their parts. Patients are asked to identify the part involved in the current problem, like feeling worthless, abandoned, or obsessed with vengeful thoughts. As they ask themselves, "What inside me feels that way?" an image may come to mind. Maybe the depressed part looks like an abandoned child, or an aging man, or an overwhelmed nurse taking care of the wounded. A vengeful part might appear as a combat marine or a member of a street gang. Next, the therapist asks, "How do you feel toward that sad, vengeful, terrified part of you?" This sets the stage for mindful self-observation by separating the you from the part in question. If the patient has an extreme response like, "I hate it," the therapist knows that there is another protective part blended with self. He or she might then ask, "See if the part that hates it would step back." Then the protective part is often thanked for its vigilance and assured that it can return any time that it is needed. If the protective part is willing, the follow-up question is, "How do you feel toward the previously rejected part now?" The patient is likely to say something like, "I wonder why it's so sad or vengeful, etc." This sets the stage for getting to know the part better, for example, by inquiring how odd it is and how it came to feel the way it does. Once a patient manifests a critical mass of self, this kind of dialogue begins to take place spontaneously. At this point, it's important for the therapist to step aside and just keep an eye out for other parts that might interfere or make occasional empathetic comments or ask questions like, "What do you say to the part about that?" Or, "Where do you want to go now?" Or, "What feels like the right next step?" As well as the ubiquitous self-detecting question, "How do you feel toward that part now?"